First of all, there's controversy brewing in Ludlow over a pair of oak trees currently growing on Whitcliffe Common. They're thought to be about 50 years old. They are fit and healthy. But the Friends of Whitcliffe Common have applied for planning permission to take them down. Well, the town council is not at all sure that that's a good thing. Genevieve Tudor has been talking to councillors Andy Boddington and Tracy Hoffer.
We're in Whitcliffe Common. We're right at the top where people park. There is what's called a toposphere here, which has all the directions out. The points out says Clee Hill is there, Snowdon is there. In front of us are two oak trees. Now, I don't know quite how old they are. Let's say that they're 40, 50 years old, on my estimate. And the concern of the Friends of Whitcliffe Common and Shropshire Wildlife Trust that look after the common is they're blocking the views of Ludlow. Now, anybody knows if you cut down a tree, it's controversial. This is hugely controversial. And that they want to cut down two healthy oak trees to improve the view. My view, it's a view of other people, is actually people just stand a bit to the right or stand a bit to the left and ignore them. I simply can't countenance cutting down healthy oaks. And I've objected to this and said that, no, we're not going to do this. I hope we're not going to do it. I think we should leave them there.
When you look out there, they do mask a lot of the view. They perhaps should have been taken down when they first seeded, in which case you wouldn't be having this problem.
That's true, but you know, when something's growing up and it's there and it's part of the landscape, but also when I look at it, if you look in front of us now, we have the castle to the left, we have an oak, we have St Lawrence's Church perfectly framed between two oaks, we have an oak, and then we have the Titterstone Clee. I think that's just so lovely. And I think it's a beautiful view from here, with the trees in it.
What about you, Tracy? You're also a Ludlow councillor. What's your opinion?
It's tricky because this was my play area as a child, and I grew up here, and I can remember these oaks as baby oaks. And in fact, this very seat in front of me was where my father proposed to my mother. So it's very...
What?
Yes, absolutely. Any seat is, so it's very relevant. So I remember it very well. But I think I agree with Andy. It sort of, in a way, enhances the view. It doesn't distract from it. I think it sort of enhances what we've already got with the castle, the church, Titterstone. I like them, but I may be unpopular for saying that with certain other people in the town. But no, I actually like them, and I think it would be absolutely terrible to cut them down.
What happens next?
These trees are protected by a general conservation order. It's a conservation area. If Shropshire Council doesn't put a tree preservation order on them in the next week or so, I think it's about 14 days left, then if they don't do that, they'll come down. What we're saying is we want a tree preservation order on both of them. That was the view of Ludlow Town Council. And when I last looked, there are about 25 objections to this process. So I'm hoping we get a tree preservation order on it. The Wildlife Trust and the Friends do take a different view.
Councillor Andy Boddington, and before that, Councillor Tracy Hoffer giving their views on the Whitcliffe Oaks. You can hear from the Friends of Whitcliffe Common a little bit later on Breakfast on BBC Radio Shop.